game of this season.
Oh, definitely. I always used to think before the game that my contacts had come out, and I couldn't see 5 metres in front of me, so if they did come out, it was torture, but now I can see perfect.
How did you deal with that? That would have been quite difficult.
Oh, three times a year they used to get, I'd get eye gouged and it'd come out, and I'd just be running around one eye and the other eye, I'd have to adjust, it was torture.
So you had a very good season last year, 23 out of 24 games, big number?
Yeah, managed to get through. It was a long year, but I actually had an eye injury in the last game and missed the 24th game.
How was the surgery? Walk us through what happened.
I just came in here one day and just sat down in the chair, got the surgery done in about half an hour and then walked out with dark sunglasses on.
And what was your vision like? Can you tell us, describe what your vision was like before?
Oh, my vision, I think it was like minus 4.25, so that's like I couldn't see people's faces from about 5 metres away.
Yeah. So long-sighted, short-sighted, I don't know
what I was short-sighted. I couldn't drive a car legally. I could never pass the test.
So looking forward to this year with a new set of eyes?
Oh, can't wait. It's awesome. It's been ever since, because it took sort of 3 months to get 100%, and now that's 100%, it's so good. So good.
Josh, did it affect your perception of field perception at all?
Oh, heaps. Like I thought contacts, that was 100% vision because I'd had them all my life. I didn't realise that I was getting glare in night games off the contacts that now I don't get. Like, I just thought everyone was getting that. I didn't realise it was my contacts.
So all those missed catches and things like that we can just put down to your contacts?
I don't know about that. Yeah, I suppose you could. No, I couldn't do that.
First game this weekend, how do you think you'll go?
Yeah, it's looking good. Training's been positive. We've got a full strength team. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be really good Sunday.
Playing centre?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that with new pair?
Yeah, can't wait. I love playing centre. I always have. I sort of grew up playing centre when I was young. And Brett Delaney's the other centre. He's really strong. There's a lot of good centres at the club, so I was really happy to get the spot.
And how do you think you'll go with Delaney? How have you two worked together?
Yeah, good. He's a really good player. He's really solid. I'm on the other side of the field to him, so I don't have that much to do with him. I'm more with Matt Rogers and Mark Minicello's side of the field, and they're really good players. And Essie Tonga on the wing. So, yeah, it should be really good.
You guys have all bulked up over the off-season. How much did you put on?
I think I put on about 5 kilos with Chris McLaren's training program. It's been awesome. Like he's a real mad scientist. Like he's up to date with everything. Like he's so good. Put on heaps of weight.
So that must help with the confidence level. You guys being a bit bulkier on the field.
Oh, definitely. Like I remember last year, there's a few games where teams were just so much bigger than us, and they'd get a big roll on. And now, like you look around, and we've got some big guys as well.
So how do you feel about coming up against the Knights? They're a pretty big side.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it should be good. We had some good tough games against them last year. So can't wait for Sunday.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Good on you, Josh.